Hello, everybody. Sometimes one little part makes a very big difference. In April of 2015, 6 years ago, an Air Force plane was about to fly on a mission. There were 27 people aboard, but one little nut was loose on an oxygen tube connecting to something else. That sent oxygen fueling into an area that was flammable, and a fire started. The pilot noticed that something was amiss, did not actually take off, and as the plane skidded to a stop on the runway, all 27 people were able to get off the plane safely. But had the pilot taken off, all 27 people certainly would have lost their life. As it was, that one little nut that caused such a disruption cost the Air Force over $62 million in damage. Sometimes one little part that doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal makes a really important difference when it's missing, and you realize in the end, wow, I guess that was a big deal. Think about that with the body of Christ. God says we are one body, everyone who believes that Jesus is their Savior from sin and they're going to heaven because of it. You are one body in the body of Christ. But we are not all the same. We have many different parts. Listen to how God describes the body of Christ, one body but many parts, in these verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. In fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Sometimes Christians might think, I don't really think I'm worth much to the body. I can't really do much. I can't really say much. I don't know how to talk. They won't miss me if I'm gone. But does God say that? God actually says he has arranged all the parts of the body of Christ just as he wants them to be. And that is important to see. Nobody has all the strengths, but everybody has at least one. Maybe that strength is listening. Maybe that strength is teaching. Maybe that strength is being a friendly face. Maybe that strength is making a meal for someone. Maybe that strength is fixing something that needs repair. There are so many ways to serve Christ, and each of you has a part and a talent that is not only important, but even essential, would be greatly missed if not there. So don't ever let the devil tell you, I'm no good, I'm worth nothing. I really wish I had those other strengths that he has or she has. No, don't look at other people's strengths. Look at your strength. And thank God for what he has given you, and then ask God to help you build up his body, the body of Christ, with that talent. God bless.